Drive on live.
There you go, lovely music here on Live 89.5. Sawadee Krob, Binon Krob! And time to talk about super cool events on the island, as we always love to do. And I'm joined in the studio, as I said before, I have here Mr. Bart, Mr. Baz, and also Mr. Dan. And we're talking about the ninth floor, which, if people don't know, Bart, could you introduce yourself and tell us what you do and what is the ninth floor, please?
Hello, Jason. Thanks for having us today. Yeah, I've owned the ninth floor since 3 years now. I've been on the island for almost 30, as some of you know, mainly in the wine business. That's what most people know me from. The ninth floor is, of course, a business about that. So we are putting an event together to celebrate our 12th anniversary.
And as I said before, your tag is heavenly food served by angels. And I've experienced it, and I can guarantee that's pretty close to the mark. That's bang on. It is a lovely place, and it is up high as well. It is right up in the heavens, isn't it? So it's a lovely place, and it's a great thing going on. 12-year anniversary. So what are you going to be doing for it? I believe you've brought in a team to make sure people have a great time.
Yeah, it kind of brings me back to the years at the boathouse when I was doing a lot of cultural events to put an extra dimension of, you know, hospitality together. So we found that by giving people other reasons than, you know, food and drink, they would come and enjoy a meal. So me and Baz got together, and he proposed the idea of a live artist and exhibitions. And Baz, why don't you talk a little bit more about it?
Yeah, let's bring Baz in. Baz, introduce yourself. I know you've been on the radio before, but just give everyone a little background quickly.
Well, I'm Baz Daniel. I've been on the island since 2006. Been involved in kind of journalism and so on, and also known as Basil Lunatic. Do a bit of theatre. I think I've been in here being Basil Lunatic in the past.
I've been in here.
But in this particular incarnation, I was just back from the UK and needing some good food, and headed over to one of my favourite restaurants on the island, the ninth floor, and my old friend Bart. And we were sitting there talking about what we could do with future events to make them more exciting and dynamic, and the food and the beverages there, and of course the angels, as you mentioned, are always absolutely wonderful, but to give an extra dimension to getting people along there and giving them a good time. And we came up with the idea of doing some live art while the cocktails and then the dinner was going on. And this is what's going to happen on the anniversary event, which is coming up soon. It's coming up a week tomorrow.
On the 9th.
On the 9th.
Ninth floor on the 9th. I like that as well.
Good. 9-9.
Yeah,
999.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right.
Except it's 11, but never mind.
numbers. The most important thing is that there's going to be great food, great beverages, or weverages, as Bart's trying to coin a new term here. So that's fantastic. So there's going to be live art, and what's going to be happening with that as well?
Well, we've got a great artist who's coming along, and he really is a dynamic artist. So I think I'll maybe pass over to Dan to talk a little bit about him, because he's brought him into the equation.
Slide on the mic to Hot Dog Disco Dan. Welcome, Dan. Give us a little background
hello.
And why you're here.
I'm here to present the artist. I collected a number of artists, and it's going to be very spontaneous. That's for sure.
Brilliant. Well, we've not mentioned who the artist is yet, and he's one of my favorites because he's like mind-blowingly brilliant.
He's so creative every time he does something, and he's so passionate about it that every time he does something, it's original. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, he's quite famous as well, because he has been on national TV.
Thailand's Got Talent.
And well, it is Ramadan. So, yeah. Like, I was thinking you might say his name by now, but, like, I'm going to say it because he's amazing.
Let's say it together. Ramadan.
And he is fantastic. He's got an art studio down in Rewai. Yeah. And it's fantastic. It's beautiful. I got to interview him while he was doing the Thailand's Got Talent. He got to the finals, which was incredibly impressive because he is an explosive artist. He's like a fine art, expressive, explosive artist.
It was a great show. When you, if you recall, it was like super. He did a couple of shows, but he had this super ending, which is all about Thailand. And
yeah, for sure. And it was a very important time. Politically and sort of like the ambience in Thailand needed something to be expressed, and he did it massively brilliant. So we got to the finals, and I went down and interviewed him, and it was great because at the same time Gig, who's a singer, she was in the finals as well, and I interviewed her and she was great as well. But Ramadan just put it perfectly, because I said to him, so what do you want to send the message out to the people who might be listening now, and do you want them to be watching, to vote for you? And he's like, no, I'm okay already, I've got my family, I've got this little studio. He goes, if you watch it and enjoy it, that's enough for me. I just thought, oh, he's the real deal.
He is.
He's not like, yeah, I want to win, just make sure you vote for me. It was like, no, just I'm happy, I've got everything I need, I'm just an artist. And I've watched him do a few things. So how did you get in touch with him, Dan, and sort of get him to come to connect with the Ninth Floor celebration of 12 years?
Well, I've known him for about 12 years. I photographed him for 12 years, and we did a number of shows together, and I've always photographed his shows. So there was a last-minute change in this arena, so I thought of him. Actually, another artist called Mr. Zen and I were talking, and Zen mentioned bringing Ramadan. I called him that night, went over to see him, and we arranged it, and he's all into it. And he's done this so many times before, he knows exactly what to do.
Yeah, he's incredible. Yeah. And it's like, you actually took a fantastic picture, I really love it, it's of me and Ramadan at the place in Katanoi.
Mount Tree?
It was, yeah, the one, the gallery up on the top, and he did the fantastic thing where he's rolling around, and he's literally, it's like there's a picture, and I'm just looking really excited, and Ronald's just there with that great sort of like stern face he's got, and he's just literally dripping with paint. Paint is just dripping off his nose, his ears, out of his eyes, because he gets involved, and this is the thing, to anyone who's listening who doesn't know Ramadan, he's just like, he immerses himself in the art, he gets really involved. So I'm not sure, you never know what he's going to do, really. Have you discussed what he's going to do? Or
it's going to be a piece. He's got a conceptual piece that can be purchased at the end, so it'll be a piece, and I'm sure he's going to entertain while he's doing that.
Well, that's part of his thing. Yeah.
So it'll be a definite canvas. My general thought, there's going to be a number of artists there at the same time, so there may be some improv with other artists at the same time, because he's really open to art and the experience, so.
And interaction and such. So that's cool, that's the art as well. And as you mentioned there, the piece of art is going to get auctioned off, so that is going to, like, you're going to, for anyone who's listening and thinking of going and booking, but first of all, how do they do that?
They can call the restaurant, or they can email me, contact@theninthfloor.com, or call 344-311 and request to make a booking. The tickets are 2,900 baht plus. That includes the menu and the beverages.
The beverages. Yes. Brilliant. Because it's got a W on the beginning. For anyone who's not picking that up, it's a W beverage.
So the meal is prepared by our consulting chef, Anthony Reynolds. He's really a creative force in the kitchen. And the beverages are paired to it by myself.
To perfection.
And then we have some, for the first time in history, we have some live music to accompany this event. So our friend Jim Newport and Jeffrey Sevilla have put together a small jazz combo playing soft tunes while we are having dinner.
Fantastic. And Jeffrey's well known for anyone who knows Music Matter in Phuket Town. It's a fantastic place. Wednesday nights, jazz jams are legendary there. So Jeffrey Sevilla will be playing. He's an incredible musician. And Jimmy will be Jimmy Fame on the night, won't he? He'll be doing his rock and roll classics, I'm sure. So this is fantastic. It's on the 9th of November. It's beverages from 7 p.m, dinner 7:30 p.m. And also, just to bring it, to collect it together, there's going to be like, when you're auctioning off the piece, what's going to be happening there? Just a little bit, sort of like, it's going to be a feel-good factor for people who go.
Yes, indeed, yeah. We're trying to support the art community in Phuket, so the artists has selected to leave a number of supplies behind for a particular project, and you know, that I think anyone who ends up buying the artwork produced that night will be contributing towards this this benefit.
Excellent. So people will be, like, the younger people of this area of the world shall be benefited, which is fantastic. I think that's really cool. So you, of course, will be supplying the beverages, the food and everything. We've got the art as well. And Baz, so this is going to be an exciting night, yeah? So one last shout from you, and I think we can make
I think we should, we can't really leave the concept of the ninth floor without talking about the angels. Heavenly food, as you say, served by angels. They will be drifting around. They're as beauteous and beautiful to look at as a lot of the art is too. So the whole thing should be a very, very colourful and easy on the eye package.
It shall look beautiful. And I love that as well, the talking concept. I love the fact that when you get into the elevator, it really does take you to a different dimension. When that elevator door opens, for anyone who hasn't been that for the first time, is a great experience. It's like really like Narnia. Do you know what I mean? You're like, suddenly you just go zoom, oh wow, this is suddenly in this amazing place. So yeah, guys, listen, I wish you all the best of luck. But happy anniversary to you and all the team and to the angels at the ninth floor. I'm sure it's going to be a great success. So anyone who wants to go, as Bart just said, you can find details, of course, at thepuckettnews.com. I will click that up on a link on our Facebook pages, The Phuket News and Phuket Live Radio. And, of course, we shall podcast this interview for people so they can listen to it in the future. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jason.
Cheers. All the best. These are the tunes that are coming on Live 89.5.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.